welcoming you to R. Dharan Show, and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. So what this podcast is about? This podcast is about business, entrepreneurship, exploring productivity, seeking knowledge, so and so. If you want to become successful in your life and if you want to become productive, then you are here at the right place. Listen to the upcoming episodes fully and I assure you that each and every minute you spend here is worth in listening. Stay tuned for the upcoming episodes and we will meet you at the next episode. Until then, this is Hrithik Dharan signing out of from R. Dharan Show. Bye-bye. Welcoming you to R. Dharan Show, and you are listening to a Shortscast exclusive podcast. In the previous episode, Punita has shared her journey on content marketing, and in today's episode, Mr. Chris has came up to speak about inbound marketing, that how can one start with inbound marketing and how can one do inbound marketing, what are the strategies to use. And I assure you that this episode is worth in listening, and stay till the end of the episode, and without further delay, we will get back to the episode. Hi Chris, thanks for joining in today's episode. I'm so excited that you are in my episode. And how are you?
Yeah, I think I'm fine. Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I am doing great. Actually, I was so impressed by your profile that you're doing inbound marketing. And I like to have you as a guest in my podcast. And before starting our conversation, can you just provide a short intro of yours?
Chris Harris, and I work as an inbound marketer full-time at an input and MNC. I started my career as a content strategist in a company named Way2Pro that was started by my friend. It was a company which was based on hydroponics, a plant growing technique. Then I parted ways with the company. I worked with the startup. I freelanced for many companies. I was predominantly a content writer. After that, now I am working as a full-time inbound marketer at an MNC, reputed MNC. And this has so far been my experience.
Okay, actually, that was great. Okay, to just start with, we will go with basic. Can you provide us some insights about what is inbound marketing?
So, Hrithik, if you are in this realm of digital marketing, you have probably heard the phrase like inbound marketing for a lot of times. You could have noticed through the internet. Plenty of marketers emphasize the importance of inbound marketing in their digital strategy. It is like easy to grasp the basics. Inbound marketing is kind of tricky, but still it is cost effective. So it lets you to convert customers organically. And it is a marketing methodology that highlights the importance of content creation to attract customers and move them through your sales funnel. Essentially, it is like building relationships with customers. So in traditional marketing, for example, it is a traditional business, a family business. You build relations, trust, and then gain customers, right? That is how you do the exact same, but you do in the virtual way in inbound marketing. Inbound marketing is fully related to the internet.
Okay.
That is the key here. So plenty of marketers have emphasized this importance of inbound marketing, and for a very good reason. For example, I could say, there is a survey that says that 41% of marketers say that inbound marketing gives more return on investment than any other method. So, and 82% of marketers observe positive ROI for their inbound marketing efforts. If it is correctly done, then you can generate a lot of leads. That is the key here. So generating leads and attracting customers, it is all inbound marketing is all about, and a bit of creativity too.
Okay.
So a good inbound marketing strategy will offer like quality content in ebooks, case studies, webinars, campaigns aligned with consumers, media and interests. So if you can position your business as a valuable resource, then you can expect more signups and repeat purchases. You can see like Amazon, right? They promote a product and you can buy it again and again, right? So it is a form of inbound marketing to attract, to bring you in, sell the product, and then you come, you go back to them again. You know, you don't need to go to any other company. If you are attracted to Amazon or some shopping store, then you go to the same person. You go to the same app. That is the key here.
Yes, yes, definitely. So I wonder, why do a company or a brand need inbound marketing? Do they benefit with inbound marketing? How do you think this is?
So I would start with reduced expense. This is where many companies get attracted to inbound marketing.
Okay.
From in terms of traditional marketing, there is a lot of expense involved. You will generate a lot of pamphlets. You will generate ads. You will place ads in public places, garner customers. That is literally impossible these days.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Internet is like a high attracting, like it is a sensation. Internet is a sensation. So it is like putting all your eggs in one basket. That is what marketers do. So when with the leaner, more focused advertising spent on inbound marketing, your business can save money and experience high return on investment over time. So then next comes higher trust and credibility. When you empower customers to do their own research and find you organically, you come across as more trustworthy. This is what business is all about. You build a trust, you build a relationship with the customer, and then the customer gets attracted to you. Then he comes again and again to you. He's like a friend to you. He can believe you anytime. And this is the sole purpose of inbound marketing. Plus, around 85% of customers conduct online research before deciding to buy a product. This is what it's all about. And then inbound marketing techniques include creating helpful content and leveraging social proof. This also helps to reduce the amount of risk customers associate with your brand. Then we have to talk about quality traffic and leads. So inbound marketing is not just about creating brand awareness at all. It is like drawing it the right kind of leads and traffic. With a more targeted and informed approach, you are able to attract who are more likely to be interested in your solutions. Okay. So then finally, this is the main thing here. There is an opportunity to learn and evolve. So if you end up finding the wrong company, you end up getting a wrong product. You learn a lot of lessons. When you end up with the right person, you get the right vibe, the right product, the right kind of solutions you need. So this is where inbound marketing helps a lot of people.
Okay. I have another question. As like affiliate marketing or like guerrilla marketing or any digital marketing, can we do inbound marketing in our own as a single person?
Yes. Why not? We can do inbound marketing on our own. All we need is a tool and some amount of creativity to promote the product. So one day I came across this Amazon influencer program.
Okay.
So this is a kind of inbound marketing where you have an Instagram profile. You seem to be an influencer. So you will have about 100K followers in Instagram, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon, like, they invite you to sign up for the program. So they use you as a platform to sell their product.
Yes.
You get a part from it. Mm-hmm. So this is a form of inbound marketing. So you can do it individually. So in case if you need to cater a lot of clients, so you need to create a content or some podcast or social media, email marketing. So it depends upon the client and their requirements. You could do it single-handedly too. It is like similar to digital marketing. So blogging, social media, email marketing, content creation, lead magnets, SEO predominantly, all these I have mentioned before, are all a part of inbound marketing. So using inbound marketing, you need not struggle for potential customers because all the content you have added through the site will resolve all the customers' problems. According to like the business perspective, if you want to provide the energy and fuel to business growth, you need to make your customers happy. It is only possible to align your team members to with an inbound approach. It is like creating an alignment of customers, garnering the right thing. So you can do it individually.
Okay. Okay, that's great. So after hearing this, if our listeners wanted to start inbound marketing, is there any criteria or any skills should they master? Can you just elaborate on this more?
First of all, I became an inbound marketer while I learned content writing.
Okay.
Content writing is basically content marketing. You market a product through writing. So your words speak a lot of things. Mm. You need not write a lot of words. You need not to be an experienced or a very big writer. All you need is to be concise and relevant.
Relevant.
Yes, relevance is the thing here. For example, you could go to some famous smartphone website. For example, we can take OnePlus. Mm. It doesn't have a lot of content.
Okay.
So there is just a paragraph or two lines to describe the phone. That itself is enough to sell the phone off. So yes, you need to be concise and clear. This is what the skill is. So, and you need to know what advanced content creation is. So when you learn advanced content creation, you tend to learn a lot of things. For example, we could take a website like OnePlus. So OnePlus is a very reputed brand, right? OnePlus or Apple or anything, Samsung. If you go to the website, you will have this short form of content, just single line. It will sell off the product. You need not to be a very big writer or very, you have to be creative, but you have to be concise and clear, clear enough to sell a thing. So you have to be a Jordan Belfort in writing, not in speaking. So who is Jordan Belfort? He's a very big marketer. And so if you watch the movie Wolf of Wall Street, you could know a lot of things. So that's a real life story, and he knows how to sell a product exactly. He does in outbound marketing. He is a different person, but now we have a lot of Jordan Belforts revolving around the internet to sell off products through words, not through voice. Yeah. Next is like video content. So it is like a broader category. It comes under content publishing, but it is like more than blogging and advanced content. So video traffic is like, it makes up more than 80% of this consumer internet traffic by 2021. That is what marketers say. And it is high time that you can use video as your inbound marketing strategy. Video attracts a lot of people than words.
Yes, definitely.
And when you combine words and video, it ultimately generates a sensation.
So using our synergistic effect here would create a more lot of interactions or attractions with our brand. Yes, okay.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So the next thing, content distribution and promotion. First of all, you have to set a strategy, develop a great content. And then for starters, there are a few simple practices they could easily understand. But for every marketer who does to like to promote a product, understand who your audience is. Discover what they are finding and sharing content. Learn what types of content they find valuable and shareable. And then explore creative topic discovery and capture attention with eye-catching content. This is how you build relationships. Is that clear? And get involved in conversations and be part of your industry community. For example, getting involved in conversations necessarily doesn't mean social media. You could create forums where people could communicate intellectually, forums where not people would fight for unnecessary things, not that kind of forum. So you are not a machine. Remember that you are always a human and write like a human. For humans, you have to write. You are not writing for a machine. So we have people who write a very complicated, in a very complicated way. Some people don't tend to understand things like that.
Yes, yes.
Has to be very clear. Simple English is enough to garner customers. No complicated words or no complicated things will garner customers or generate business. It won't help you in life. Be simple, be concise, be clear, set up a business, and then do inbound marketing. Then you will achieve success. That is the thing here.
Great, great. That was so great. And it would be, and I hope it would be more useful to our listeners. And another one, according to you, what is the best strategy you have used? And tell us any example which fascinated you the most.
So I had this time at this. I told you I was a content strategist with my friend, right? While I was studying at college.
Mm-hmm.
So what he will do is he will ask me to write a lot of emails to potential customers. I would send a lot of emails.
Okay.
This is where I got attracted to writing. Emails garner more customers.
Mm.
If you ask a professional person, they won't check social media. Instead, they would say that, yeah, I didn't check my mail. Yeah, I checked my mail. They always mention the word email. This is where you bring in entrepreneurs, businessmen, everybody. So what we did was we did a couple of newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
We did email marketing. We crafted a very big email marketing strategy to provide prospects with the right content at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So it also allows you to promote new blog articles to potential subscribers. You make customers to subscribe to your content. This is where you win.
Okay.
When they read your content, they start to admire your product, and then they finally fall for you and they will get your product at any cost. This is where the attraction begins. So I noted that there are some relevant statistics. I would like to share that. So 81% of 81% of B2B, that is business to business marketers, say that the most used form of content marketing is email newsletters. And that is what I am working on in my company right now. So 16% of all emails never make it into the inbox. This is another mind-blowing fact. And 87% of B2B marketers say that email is the one of the most free and organic distribution channels. It doesn't involve any wrong thing unless for spam.
Mm.
You can easily find out which is spam and which is not. So in social media, you can't predict anything. But in email, you can find out what is wrong and what is right, actually. So 90% of content marketers say that email engagement is the top metric, and they use this to track, measure content performance. And this is according to the Content Marketing Institute. They say this. And the next thing is, I haven't done this, Ritik, but I would like to share this. This is a very effective method.
Yeah. Tell us.
This is also part of the job I do, but I am not the part of this, but my friend does this. He has shared me a lot of this. I would like to share this to you. The method is known as marketing automation and lead nurturing workflows.
Lead nurturing workforce.
Workflows, yes.
Okay.
So this is done using content marketing tools such as HubSpot or Elementor. So HubSpot is the current sensation right now in content marketing, anything that is related to inbound marketing. So according to them, what they say is 67% of marketers are using automation.
Okay.
At the same time, 70% of the companies that automate a remote report a benefit of better targeted customer communication. And marketing automation is what will help you achieve any objectives in a bigger level. This is where MNCs succeed in delivering their product. They send a simple newsletter and they sell off their product. This is what business is. You don't show the product. You describe the product through your words. The product gets sold for a hefty price. So this is where inbound marketing wins. So I would suggest all inbound marketers to learn HubSpot, and because the platform allows users to apply logic and behavior to develop effective and targeted automated workflows. So with the automation in place, companies often find their sales teams become more successful and satisfied. as they can connect from the outset with warmer leads who have already been nurtured with relevant content. And in the upcoming years, marketing automation is expected to increase by a higher rate. Okay. And businesses are requested, I place this as a request for every business to emulate this tactic so that they can become successful market leaders.
Okay.
Automation is like the replacement to cold call or contextual marketing. So it is like a win-win situation if you use automation.
Yeah. Okay, listeners, if you are any inbound marketers here, please note Chris Harris' point. It will be more useful to you.
Then we have to move to the lighter part that is known as search engine optimization that is well known across the world, SEO. So we initially talked about the importance of blogging and advanced content. But without a search engine optimization strategy, you cannot be like, you cannot find content organically in the first place. In fact, the first thing to marketing is an SEO strategy, and it is integral to a successful inbound marketing thing. So quality SEO, how it starts, keyword research and a well-defined keyword strategy. And you need some high volume keywords to be placed in your website to garner customers and leads. That is known as target persona. That there is a word called target persona. It is like addressing your points to the people. What exactly you are all about? What is your product exactly all about? What are you trying to say? So for example, I would say if you are an equipment manufacturer who manufactures like some engineering products, for example, like pipes, or so you're a pipes manufacturer. So you are like struggling to understand the concepts for the first time, but you know what the prospect is. So if you know what the prospect is, you could recruit a writer or a marketer to write an article. So 5 reasons why the cost of my product is high. Okay. 5 reasons why you should buy this product. So okay. This automatically attracts the customer to read about it. So you do not force yourself to sell the product. You bring in the customer to you. That is the key here. So this is where you will provide honest answers, explain the value of your product, using targeted keywords, and it will likely to increase the volume in your industry. There are many other factors that influence SEO, but user design, that is like out of the topic, but still website security and user design is more important to any website. So if you are using a mobile, the mobile website has to be like, it has to look convincing. The website has to look convincing. A survey says that nobody sits or sees a website more than 7 seconds. If the website doesn't load, you or me itself, we will go away from the website.
Definitely.
The loading time has to be low. The loading time has to be fast. The design has to be clear and concise, as I always say. And you find the best keywords based on your potential buyers and create highly targeted content around them.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
And finally, I would suggest growth-driven design approach for your website. That is called as GDD.
Okay. Growth-driven
design. So this websites of old require tons of time dedicated to planning and launching a website. Only to let the website sit unchanged for a very long period of time. They don't update the website at all. What will happen is you lose customers automatically. Your website must evolve for your business to evolve. If you are not evolving, your business will not evolve. That is the only thing here. A GDD approach requires regular analysis of user behavior on your website. You will have to track the user's preferences and their interests. And you can use the content that can drive them to your website, finally.
Okay.
So by analyzing user behavior and data or forms on our pages and making design changes to improve user experience, you can automatically improve your business on a higher scale.
Great, great, great.
Finally, you have to be the voice of the customer. You have to be.
Yeah.
So if you see any big brand, for example, I'm going to buy a phone. Nobody would say a phone. He would say he will be buying an Apple. Nobody would say a phone. He would be saying that I will buy a OnePlus or a Samsung or a Sony. He would say the company's name, not the phone. He would not use the word phone. He would use the brand's name. So what happens is the brand's name strong stands strong than the device they let out. Be it a laptop, be it a phone, be it a tablet or anything that is related to digital use, the brand is what speaks the most volume there.
Definitely, yeah.
You have to be the voice of the customer and the brand has to stay in their mind. For example, I would say this is a very interesting story. We have seen a lot of companies.
Mm.
And recently, what attracted me was Oyo.
Oyo, okay, okay.
Okay, so he was a small-time guy who didn't know what business was actually is. But before starting his business, the guy, I don't know his name actually. And I'm sorry to say that, but he's a very big entrepreneur and he's a bit famous now. But what he did was he visited a lot of hotels on his own expense, wrote reviews on his own, and he developed his own user experience. And finally, he started Oyo. What he did was he bought a hotel, a small-time hotel, renovated it, and created as Oyo. Automatically, what happened was Oyo started growing all across because what they did was they improved based on customer experience. And they garnered customers through the internet, not offline marketing or outbound marketing, nothing.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes
only
yes.
Online.
Yes, yes.
This is where he succeeded.
Yes, yes. So you are coming to say that Oyo succeeded through inbound marketing.
Yes. Not only Oyo, but we have to see the funnier side too. So I would like, I am not impressed by all this Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. They are like, they are the market leaders. But we have to think the small time market leaders
mm-hmm.
who could impress us with their creativity. This is, let's speak about the lighter and funnier side. I used to follow this official page of Durex condoms in LinkedIn.
Okay.
They are so creative. They are so creative. The person who isn't interested on the lighter side of life will have an interest to buy a condom. So that is where. So the person who has not registered an interest in your product has to be attractive. That is where your business wins. Be it a condom, be it a mobile, be it anything. Your sole thing is to make the product go to the customer, reach the customer and attract him. So
yeah.
that he could come again and again, but in a very positive way, not in a negative manner.
Definitely. So you are again and again referring that your product should be the voice of your customer.
Yes.
Okay. So according to your point of view, which brand used the inbound marketing well and they succeeded in it?
Yeah, as I said Ritik, before, be it Durex condoms or Oyo rooms, it might sound funny, but still... they use inbound marketing as a very positive tool. That is what I got impressed. Durex condoms uses social media to attract customers.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas Oyo does something very different. They dwell on customer experience. They dwell on reviews. They read reviews. They improve their hotels on customer-based experience. And finally, they succeed. And again, I say, this might sound funny, but still it is relevant for you to learn and many marketers to learn from them. When you see the funnier side, you can learn nothing. But when you see the business behind it, it will be mind-blowing and it will be useful for us to grow and evolve as a business person or as a marketer. That is what I can say now.
Great, great. And actually, Chris, I also, this keep on running in my mind. Do we need any investment in this inbound marketing?
So, investment, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You will save a pretty money, pretty good of money, and have a big return on investment. So even if you spend a lot of money, you have high returns. This is what, when the inbound marketing strategy is crafted in the right way.
You
will have to have a very good mind or a good marketer to do this. When you have a good marketer beside you, then you can obviously have high returns. So first of all, you have to optimize your website content and claiming your Google My Business page to ensure your school is in the top search. So when I search for a product, so for example, you have a company. So you have like, you sell books. You sell books and you have a bookstore. I'm going into the internet and I search which is the best bookstore available in Chennai. Once I search that, it will show me that Hrithik's bookstore or something like that, something your store. So this is where you win, ultimately. When I search for the best restaurants in Chennai, Google will automatically itself suggest some restaurants. This is where even restaurants perform inbound marketing nowadays to attract a lot of customers. Food is also a business. Everything is a business. Everything is marketing. Food is not, I see everything as a business or marketing. Everything you see, everything, a single picture of a food that is attractive, a single picture of a sportsman carrying a bottle or a thing, everything is marketing. That is what I can say. So there is this thing, purchasing numerous billboards in a local metropolitan area for about $5,000 a month. Or if it is a radio advertisement that costs up to $5,000 a week, which one you will select? Is it a billboard or a radio advertisement?
A radio advertisement.
So you are focused in a small level thing. You think that radio advertisement is enough. But obvious answer is B. Sorry, obvious answer is A. So purchasing a numerous billboards in a local area, placing all your ads, promoting your product like anything, like a movie.
Okay.
So this is what the people are obvious about fame and attraction, right? This is where marketing plays a crucial role. That is where entrepreneurs and businessmen win. So instead of doing this through simple or a radio advertisement or some billboard in some area, do it through online. Everybody has a smartphone these days. Everybody has a smartphone. Even accessibility to a laptop is low than an accessibility to a smartphone. Everybody in India has a smartphone. So you can promote your product easily. And it is evident that all traditional marketing methods are on their way to extinction. And it is now time for the world to evolve consistently to inbound marketing techniques. That is what I can say. And studies show that inbound marketing costs 62% less per lead than outbound marketing. You could get leads easily.
Okay.
So you could get data easily, but you cannot go and get a survey or get a survey result in a very easy way. I have done surveys myself. Online surveys are far better than outbound surveys. Outbound surveys, it involves a lot of cost, a lot of your energy and time. You have to speak through your voice. You have to spend a lot of energy. You will become tired. Instead of that, you have to be good enough to attract customers through online methods. If you are implementing an inbound marketing strategy in a very effective way, you just need 5 months to promote your product. Just 5 months is enough. You can be a very good marketer.
Okay.
So there's a reason why many people don't make a huge investment, because like the ongoing situation is not good. A lot of people are like suffering. I can understand that. But still, once the situation garners or goes away, it is important for all people to invest in inbound marketing techniques. That's all I can suggest. When you have an effective strategy, you don't need to worry at all. You will save a lot of time. And this is how you will increase productivity and decrease your overload. You do not need to go anywhere to promote your product. You just need a phone or a laptop or a marketer to help you out and succeed in the very big level.
Great. And guys, here we are at the conclusion. And just a bit advice, if our listeners wanted to start a career in inbound marketing, what advice would you provide?
So instead, certifications are good. Certifications are like really good. But I would suggest all marketers to start from the scratch. So you will have to learn analytics, blogging, SEO, even website design, social publishing, calls to action. Now I am part of creating landing pages and form creation. That is what I am doing right now in my company. It is a bit tough as being a content writer. My knowledge doesn't devolve on coding. So it is a bit tough. I'm not a coder. I don't know how to code, but I know how to write. That is why I chose marketing as my career. But the ones who doesn't want to be in a line where software doesn't interfere, but tool is obviously a software. But if you don't want development, then marketing is your career, your destination. Then it is important to learn how content works, how relationship works, how a business works, but in an online way, not the offline. Offline way is good. Offline way is good. That is for the future. That is for the, not all businesses can be done through inbound marketing. You need to speak up at times. You need to speak up at times to attract very big clients. You need to speak up. You need to put up a presentation. You need to give a lot of data to potential customers. You can't say everything on the internet. You have to be confidential at times. If your product is too sensitive, you can't give away all, or you can't sell any information through the internet. And that is wrong. People might take it in a wrong way. Wrong things happen. And finally, what I could say is, if you have the passion and desire to become a good inbound marketer, then that is more than enough. You do not need a course or a validation that you have finished this, finished that, everything. All you need is a skill to develop. And see, I am not a very big expert. I am a guy who has learned through lots of mistakes, and we humans learn through a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
So perfection isn't the only requirement here. It's like your perseverance and the will to do wonders. And if you are ready to do wonders, then you will automatically succeed in your career. Just be creative and be wonderful. That's enough to be an inbound marketer. Oh. All you need is to attract and sell the product. Just two things. And the way and the uniqueness you put in is very important. Don't do things that he has done or she has done. Yes. You need to have your unique way of promoting your product. I think you are also a good inbound marketer, because your knowledge doesn't dwell in websites, or like you don't post blogs or do anything, but you voice your opinions through this podcast. So this Thank is you. The uniqueness, like this, like what I can say is, expression is the important factor for any inbound marketer. You have to express what you need and what kind of a customer you need.
Thank you, Chris.
If anybody wants to learn about more about inbound marketing, I would rather suggest them to go to HubSpot, create an account with Gmail or Facebook, and kindly learn inbound marketing, which is known as inbound marketing. They provide a certification course, which is for free. I learned inbound marketing through that. If at all you need to learn in deep or depth, you could learn about Google Analytics or HubSpot COS certification, Copyblogger, Treehouse, many things are there. But HubSpot is a more simple approach. Even a school-going student could easily grasp what is inbound marketing. So marketing is a thing that is that has to be taught across all schools. It is not only for college people, or not only for businessmen or family. Everywhere you go, marketing is involved, business is involved. The only thing is that you have to learn a lot of things.
Yes.
That is how you can succeed. And I finally thank you, Ritik, for this glorious opportunity. I am not used to speaking a lot. I tend to be quiet and a bit nerdy. But I thank you for bringing me out, because this year has been hard on me. I was searching for a motivation to develop myself, and finally you came up with this wonderful idea.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Actually, when I first spoke to you, it was great that you know about something in inbound marketing, and I just wanted to definitely have you as a guest in my podcast. So that's what. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, for providing more insights about this inbound marketing to our listeners. And I think you guys would be enlightened with this session and with this episode. Thank you guys for staying here till the end. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chris, for today's episode.
Thank you. Thank you, Ritu.